his bouquet.
Yes.
All the way from Dallas Cowboys training camp, it is Gordon Keith.
Yes. How are we, Invasion?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I got my two buddies, Craig and George, with me today. They traveled all the way back here for this.
That was a nice thing for them to do.
Yeah, I know.
Immediately after the show, they left because Junior's so used to just flying out of the show.
This is their commitment to broadcasting.
And then he came right back. It is fantastic.
Well, we wanted to go on this segment, but he just slipped us a note, Gordon did, and it says, and I'll read it to you.
Okay.
Okay, it says, ready for some bad acting.
Hey, guys, I'd appreciate if you didn't come on this segment because it's my time to shine.
That's so stupid.
Signed, Gordon.
You're the guy who requires us to turn off their mics whenever you're talking, so it's only you.
What?
That's your big deal.
My big deal?
Hey, guys, I'm kind of the superstar of the ticket, so...
Hey, George, are you okay? George looks beaten.
My take is I've done 4.5 hours, and I can't do another minute with this man over here. Don't say that to Craig. No, I'm talking to you, Gordon.
Don't do the whole playlet yourself. You have to allow me my lines.
Yeah. Well, speaking of playlets, last night at the team dinner, which was awesome. It's always awesome to break bread with our coworkers. I enjoy every single year the Junior Miller playlet around the time where he's about to go nuts because he's so hungry. Like, Junior builds up for the team dinner. I don't even know if he snacks or anything, but when he gets there, it's time to eat. And, you know, if you have 12, 13 people, they have to get things together.
It may take a while.
It may take a little bit if they're getting drinks and getting everything together. Then, at a quiet moment, Junior would just look up and go, well, yes, I'll have the tacos. Oh.
And she's not there.
To nobody.
To nobody in the corner.
And it's
more than once. It tickles me every time I see it.
Thank you for being such a good audience.
Hanging out with my friends.
I threw roses at you.
It's a big traveling party to go to a meal or whatever is a beating.
It is.
God. Yeah.
Yeah. It took a while yesterday.
Yes.
But it's... But then you see why it does, right? I mean, there's a lot of people, and you're trying to get things right, and I guess they want to see if you want a little time to, you know, talk and fraternize
to
and all that.
So
it seems, well.
Order a beer and 45 minutes later be able to sip it.
It does take a while. There was some hang time on that meal last night.
When we walked up, they said that they had several big parties there. So maybe they just had a lot of things going on.
Seemed pretty packed.
Right.
Yeah, they did. And our waitress had other tables, which is crazy.
She did?
Yeah.
Wow.
She had tables out
really?
On the patio, yeah.
Oh, wow. She was busy. She was in the weeds, as we say.
Yeah,
that's what they call it.
Industry. I'm in the weeds. I need some help.
And then you guys are just so concerned. Oh, I'm starving. Weed. And you just want your food right now when she has work to do. Everyone just chill out. We're having fun. We're talking. We're laughing.
Yeah, having a good time.
Telling stories.
Obviously.
Oh. Whoa! Whoa!
Number 13. Man, you have such a problem.
So fast.
Man.
You don't even think, man. It's just part of
just
your rotation.
Right there.
Number 13.
He's so chill and relaxed, and then all of a sudden.
The thing is that Giorgio and I, yesterday, we ended pretty close. I mean, they're up until the very end.
6-5, and all of a sudden.
And then when we got back to the hotel, that's when it started for me, and I've had a problem ever since.
Yeah. It's 13-5 now.
Oh, man.
Violations for Gordo.
Unbelievable!
So why did you guys just randomly pick 2014? You just went 10 years?
Yeah, I just threw out a random number to try to update the drops we reference. And, boy, we have looked up a bunch of them in the last 48
I know.
Hours.
I've learned,
what year was that?
Learned more about ticket history in the last 48 hours. As to when things happen. It's very difficult. And you guys don't do that. I never hear Donnie talking in drops.
You know what? And I've told you I don't do it. And Matt doesn't do it. And Corby and Bob and Davey and nobody does it except you two. Why is that?
That is weird.
I don't know.
That, yeah, I don't know. Like, I, not all the time like you guys. You know, you do have some points to where you, I'll yell if.
Yeah, he does do it sometimes.
Something like that.
Well,
yeah.
Everybody will do it a little bit.
Yeah.
But you guys do it a lot.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Like, a lot.
Yeah, apparently.
And jeez, these are just the violations from 2014. Yeah. So if you're trying to stay updated with your drops, you're still speaking in drops. It's
I know,
just,
but there's like classic hits that you just, you can't get over because they're so great.
Yeah. They're like a classic rock radio station. Yes. You have to keep playing the hits.
Classic
right?
drops.
Yeah. Classic drop radio.
Would that make it as a format?
I'm Gordon Keith.
Here's some more classic drops.
But like,
here it is in its entirety, Moron Dog.
All of us who work here acknowledge that those are all classic hits. Moron Dog is unbelievable. Right. It's great. It's hilarious.
The chief of police coming up next.
Moron Dog.
But why do you guys have to repeat those constantly?
Because they just they fit into the conversation so well.
Yeah,
I think you have the mind of the P1 because I feel there are a ton of people that would do that exact same thing to people that don't even know what the hell they're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. Like at least we're speaking to each other and we know, so you can get it. Like someone will be at the grocery store and they'll say something. Obviously. Right, and then somebody look at them like, "What are you talking about?"
And P1s have identified other P1s in public because they hear someone else doing a drop.
Right.
And there was a P1, Callie. She said that up at her work, her friends, she's got friends that don't listen to the ticket but speak in ticket drops because her and her ticket friends speak in drops so often.
If I yell, if someone yells if and I walk by, I give him the point and the nod.
The knowing nod and the point.
We just know what's up.
He gets me. He gets me.
Is that safe?
What?
That happened rather recently.
We can scream if.
Yeah.
Whatever Seattle played New England in a regular season game. Yes. No, it's safe.
Do we have that in context? The longer version of if when Norm yelled at Donnie? So
over a two-point conversion.
Over a two-point conversion.
It wasn't even a Cowboy game.
No, it wasn't. And
I'm
he
telling
was,
you right
Norm
now,
was very interested
Norm
in that
lost
game.
Some money.
Something went haywire with that two-point conversion.
Tell.
That didn't work because of that call.
It worked
that
because
call
they had
put
a nice
the game more at
stand.
Risk than it would have.
Oh,
that
wasn't
call,
more at risk?
That call left the game far more risk for Seattle than it was
no
when they
way.
Lined up.
No
yes,
way.
It
no,
did.
It didn't,
you have they... much more chance to win if you have an 8-point lead than a 7-point lead. Is that not the truth?
I don't think it's as much as
is
you say it is.
Is not the truth?
It's not as much
I mean,
as you say it is.
That statement is the truth, yes.
No, it's a one-possession game.
Well, they have a better chance with an 8-point lead than a 7-point lead. That is true.
A little bit of a better chance. But you know what? You have a hell of a lot better chance when you have a 9-point lead. 100%.
That's that bright side of the two-point play thinking. The other side is you failed and exposed yourself when you didn't have
you
to.
You didn't expose yourself, Norm.
Yes, you did.
No, you didn't. It's a one-possession
okay, then,
game.
Okay, then go block the damn extra point, Donnie. Is that what you're planning on doing?
No, I'm just trying to tell you that one possession, two possessions. It's a whole big, fat difference.
If!
You've been saying
and
that the same thing,
has
too.
A 45% chance of failure.
Wow.
I've forgotten how loud it was.
Out of control.
And it was out of nowhere.
You know what? That scared us as we listened back to it.
Yeah,
every single one of us jumped.
So angry.
Man, I didn't realize it was that violent either.
Wow. Man.
So they're up 7, kick the extra point, you're up 8.
Yeah.
But they Seattle went for two. They scored, they were up 7. They went for two to make it a two-possession game to put it out of reach.
Yeah.
I don't even remember if they got it or not. I think they did. But then he was saying, and I was saying, that if even if New England scores, they're not going to go for two to win it. They'll probably kick a field extra point, and then you'll go into overtime. So there's no – I don't think there's any risk for making it – putting the game out of reach at that particular moment. Mm-hmm. And he has – you know Norm has a problem with two-point conversions anyway. He hates them. He hates them unless it's absolutely necessary. But, yeah, man, I didn't – man, he screamed and it made me.
So
it just took me back to that moment right there, man.
Man.
Yeah.
See?
Ooh, what about that one?
I don't know. Can we say the name of the town where grunge was born?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That was in the last 10 years.
Okay.
Seattle.
Yeah. There's some good ones from the last decade.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah. A lot of good ones.
I do love the fact that this morning you guys figured out that the Norm music, and when you listen to it again, it's like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think it was way better than what you thought.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm just me.
Yeah.
Such a cartoon sound.
Like a dog has his toy and he's kind of shaking his head. Yeah. Oh, a brand new toy.
What?
It does sound like that.
It's a music.
Look, I mean, I'm just music.
So, all right, so this is what I propose today, is that since I'm so far behind, you're clearly going to win this thing, so we might as well call it off, right?
You're both wanting to call it off.
No, I don't.
Yesterday you wanted to, and now today he wants to.
I just wondered if maybe down the line we would have to, but I think I'm getting better. I think you're getting better.
No, he's not. No. He's more than doubled what he did yesterday.
Yeah. I have to tell you, it's made my quality of life miserable. I have no quality of life right now.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
First to 50.
He'll just do it on purpose. So just
I'm ready. I'm now ready to move to palliative care. I'm ready to. This is the end for me. If you don't give me my drops back,
I'm ready.
How about this challenge?
Oh,
how
we're
about,
safe on that one.
How about I will be able to use drops again, but you keep going since you're doing so well, and I don't want to disturb that. You go the rest of the week.
No, this whole exercise was for you.
No, it was
for
you.
So you stopped living in 1997.
It was for you.
With looking up Internet America Girl on the way back from the airport.
What are you talking about?
And just bringing up.
I don't look up random women on the internet.
Gosh. And then you doing the Jack Buck call of.
Yeah,
have to be careful.
That was
here.
The one. I think that's the one that really triggered this whole conversation because I was really hung up
over and over and
on
over
the,
again.
On the 61st home run by Mark McGwire that time. Yeah,
and that's when I said, "Okay, that does it. No more drops from more than 10 years ago."
How do you guys live?
I think the you know what the one
so crazy.
The one understand I get, your world.
The one I get caught up on the most is I think I've changed the way I've done things the last 5 years.
You'll
like
say that
I'll do something at the house, and you know maybe the wife will yell at me. I was like, I've changed in the last 5 years. I think
I've changed the way I've done things in the past 5 years. I don't think you're recognizing that.
What's your weird voice?
I would throw that one out in a heartbeat.
My biggest struggle is Kobe.
Really?
Saying that he wishes for something.
He had knowledge.
Yes. I wish he knew.
Yeah. So,
I say that probably 20 times a day.
I think one of mine is the Kate Delaney talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, you got me going on that one later.
Because I'll drop something on the floor and then, you know, well, that's the positive thing about carrying this item is that you drop it.
Now, when you,
I just declare everything positive.
When did you talk about the laptops? Was that in the within the 10 years?
I think that was longer than 10 years ago.
Okay, because
so that you still he still screams laptops. Damn,
if I drop anything,
yeah.
Or if I open it up and do anything,
I think you're okay on that one.
No, I told that story, dude. I told that story 20 years ago about
the
dude
that drop.
Yeah, who I put the laptops out there, but I took a. I didn't realize you could just take hard drives out of them to protect your financial data and everything. So I took a sledgehammer to laptops and put them out on the curb. And the dude found them. He was a trash picker guy, you know.
Went I remember them, that, but I thought you like retold
laptops.
Damn! When he saw that they were busting up. Little fat.
If I drop something, if I discover something, and I will scream that one out in a lot.
Laptops.
So spaghetti, and then there's no meat sauce. Damn! I'm not ready to eat yet. So that's a big one.
So it's time to call off the thing. It was fun. It was fun. Good competition. We'll shake on it.
Having a little fun here.
Couldn't even make it through day, basically two.
I can keep going. It's just I don't see the point. You've won. You're the better man.
No, I don't want that. I just want some peace where I'm not going to be just pummeled by 28-year-old
drops. You enjoy it. As Junior has established,
yes,
you suffer from it almost as badly as I do.
Yes, I do. I admit that. But I don't want to have another Jack Buck incident.
But you and I love talking in drops to each other.
We do. But then
why take that away?
Yes.
Because he gets special language.
He gets
it's our love language.
He gets stuck like a record, and you will hear the same one over and over like 50 times.
And again.
Yeah, that's another one.
How did you do that to me?
Get ready to write more down.
Yeah. Oh, my.
God. That really hurt him when you did that.
I love Motorcycle Bob throttling up like that.
That's one of my favorites also. I don't know if I can join this crusade myself. I may be in violation.
See, Donnie, you're finding out Donnie has a lot of them. That's
I will.
Okay.
I will there.
That's fun. So fun.
Dukes of Hazzard, Bob.
And I've been doing this since I was a kid. You know, my mom always accused me of getting hung up on things.
Saying the same thing over
You stay
and over.
Hung up on the same thing weeks at a time. Yeah. My dad, he was also, that was when he had a response to the famous quote of him saying, you know, son, you don't always have to be making noise.
We were somewhere recently and an employee from the Ticket to Ganji, who worked here in year one, George and Ted and I were in line, and George said something, a drop from like year one or something that we used to say about Ted or that
about
Ted
he and
used
Al Michaels
to say.
Not talking to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, right.
And Ted looked at George and goes, wow, you guys don't let stuff go, do you?
Yeah. That is true, yeah. Things enter our lives, but they never leave.
Yeah.
You
know?
All right, let's put up the signal. This was an awesome.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Maybe the greatest.
Way to go, Invasion.
Gordon.
Is that a drop?
Gordon is into it.
Gordon.
Maybe that's his release. That's his release from not being able to say 10-year-old drops.
Gordon. Gordon. Gordon.
Okay, we'll come back live from Cowboys training camp,
pelvic thrust,
and we'll kind of break down one thing that Steven said that has Matt's eyebrow still raised. Let's discuss it next here, Ticket.